Here, I have a one last question for you, which I really want your opinion on, which is somebody asked us about the ESPN.com interview with Malzahn and what we thought.
Yes. Oh, I thought it was great. I was glad to hear him say some of those things. He basically, if you didn't see it, Gus had an interview with, I guess, Chris Lowe of ESPN, and Gus was saying there were several things he said. I mean, it was funny. The takeaway from that interview was just ridiculous, right? The big media takeaway was Gus Malzahn wants Auburn in the SEC East. Well, you know, Auburn's always wanted to be in the SEC East. That was not news. I tweeted, you know, it's funny. Every day should be Saturday. Well, no, it was Saturdays Down South. I get them confused. Saturdays Down South tweeted something about, you know, this shock that Auburn was talking about being in the SEC East. And I tweeted to them and said it's shocking that it's taken them 24 years to realize what Auburn fans wanted in 1992. You know, this is not something new. I kind of got into a little back and forth discussion, pleasant, you know, with Scalise at AL.com, too, about that, because he was saying you wouldn't like it if you got it. I'm like, we liked it all the way up until 1992. You know, I mean, I don't know why we would suddenly not like playing Florida and Tennessee and Georgia every year like we used to. But yeah, that was the takeaway. But I think that the much more important thing in that interview, much more important than any talk about the SEC East, was Gus saying, I had to act like he said this like three or four times. He said, I had to act like a CEO last year, and I'm not a CEO, I'm a football coach. Now, I kind of wondered how much Muschamp played into that. What did you read into him saying? I mean, because the rest of it was him saying, we're going to get back to good old football. We're going to get back to what I do best. We're going to get back to playing Auburn football, et cetera, et cetera. That's great. That's what I want to hear. He took responsibility for the, you know, the bad parts and all that. That's great. But the CEO thing made me wonder if he was talking about Will Muschamp.
No, I thought it was the offense, too. I think that he tried to be a CEO coach last year and delegate authority to people and say, you know, Rhett, Craig, whoever, you help me with the offense. Yeah. This offense is, more be hands off and run the big picture. And I think what he realized is that didn't work. And when his teams work well, it's because he's in there with his hands on people saying, this is how we're going to do this. This is how I want this. It's going to be my way. And I think that was the two main things I took away from that were, number one, he accepted responsibility and accountability for last season. And he said, I failed, you know, I did the wrong thing here by being more hands off. And he said, I'm going to change my behavior and I'm going to go back to what I did in all those years at work to be more hands on. And I think we've heard the stories in the spring that he's been all over the place on the field with every single position group being hands on as a coach. And so I thought that was great news. I was very happy with that.
Please clap.
Yeah, The basically the offense says, Coach, we need you.
But James, I need you.
So does England.
So does the offense, right? We've got to have, and when I heard him say that, I was just, because that is what we want to hear. We want Gus out there, the mad scientist in the lab. The mad scientist, John, needs to be in the lab. He does not need to be in the boardroom.
That's that good analogy, because that's what he was.
He needs to be pouring chemicals into beakers.
Making stuff explode.
Oh, yeah. And going boom, boom.